Starting in verse 1, the Bible says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." So my strength and my song. Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our hearts this evening. It's such a blessing to open it together and to hear from the Holy Spirit. May our Savior Jesus Christ be lifted up in all that we say and do in this service. We love you and we want to hear from you tonight, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So as you see this beautiful chapter tucked away in here among these prophecies and judgments of just what God can do when God's people trust in the Lord. And, you know, he says here in verse 1, "I will praise thee though thou wast angry with me." Well, the Bible says God is angry with the wicked all the day. And it's because of sin. But Jesus has changed all that. You know, the Bible says in John 3:18, "He that believeth not is condemned already." We're born condemned. God's angry about sin. So angry that his love drove him to send Jesus Christ to die as our substitute. And that anger, as he says there in verse 1, is turned away because of what Jesus did. Praise the Lord for that. That if it wasn't for that, we'd be on our way to hell. But because of the love of God, his anger has been turned away. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 1:10 that he has delivered us from the wrath to come. Praise the Lord. "And thou comfortest me." So when God delivers us from sin through the blood of Jesus Christ and salvation, he sends the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, to indwell us. Jesus told us that in John chapter 16. He said, "If I go not away, the Comforter will not come, but if I depart, I will send him unto you." And then in chapter 2, "Behold, God is my salvation." The three S's here are what change our lives, change our perspective, change our behavior. God's our salvation, God's our strength, and God's our song. Now salvation, as you can see here, is not a thing. Salvation is in a person. It says God is my salvation. Not God's ways, but God himself is my salvation. And it's important for the world to understand this. Keep your place here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. But the Bible tells us that salvation is Jesus, and Jesus is salvation. We're told in 1 John 5:12, "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." If you have Jesus, you have eternal life. You have salvation. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have eternal life, and you don't have salvation. He is our salvation. He doesn't just give salvation. He is our salvation. No, 1 Corinthians 1:30. "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Jesus is those things for us. Most of us know 2 Corinthians 5:21. "He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." So when we're born again, we become joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He becomes our salvation. And that's where it all begins. He is our salvation. And because he's our salvation, Isaiah 12:2, we have nothing to fear. "I will trust and not be afraid." there something you're afraid of tonight? Shouldn't be. Because the Creator of the universe is on your side. Amen? David said, "In God I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." The Bible says, "The just shall live by faith." That means we're going to trust Jesus every step of the way and know that we have nothing to fear. Because He is our salvation. And then verse 2, "The Lord Jehovah is my strength." We don't need to be afraid of the name Jehovah. I know we have a cult that has ruined the name. But it is God's primary Hebrew name. Whenever you see in the Old Testament, all caps, L-O-R-D, the Hebrew word behind that is Jehovah. Now, I'm not saying it properly, the way a Jew would have said it in Hebrew. I don't even think English speakers can say it properly, even no matter how hard we try. You hear people say Yahushua and all these other things. For English speakers, it's Jehovah, which means the self-existent one. And that is His primary name in the Old Testament. And the Bible says He not only is our salvation, but He is our strength. Notice it doesn't say again, just like with the salvation, He doesn't give salvation, He is salvation. He doesn't give strength, He is strength. Think about that tonight. If God indwells you, and He does if you're born again, He is your strength. Well, if God is our strength, then that means we can do anything. That means we can face anything. Because our strength doesn't come from within our own selves. It comes from God, who is infinitely powerful. Go to 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul learned this lesson the hard way when he came to God and asked God to remove his thorn 3 times. God taught him a lesson that God is our strength. Notice 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness." Whose strength? God's strength. "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." So, the Lord Jehovah is not only our salvation, but He is our strength. When we quote Philippians 4:13, remember that. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." We have infinite strength now, available to us, not because we're special, we're sinners, but because the Creator of the universe indwells us and becomes our salvation and our strength. I can do all things through Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, Jehovah not only becomes our salvation and our strength when we're saved, but look at this last one in verse 2, "and my song." I love that. My salvation, my strength, and my song. Look at Psalm 40, if you would. So when we are born again, God becomes our salvation. In other words, He makes us something new. Right? "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." God becomes our salvation. When God moves in and saves us, God becomes our strength. Before that, we were trying to do everything in our own strength. And when God moves in, He becomes our song. We have a new song now. God becomes our song. Notice what David says in Psalm 40, verse 3. "And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." I love that verse. They'll see what? They'll see that we have a new song. That our joy doesn't come from possessions or circumstances or experiences, our joy comes from God, Jehovah. And as He becomes our song, what's going to happen? We're just going to flow with praise. And many shall see it. They'll see that we're changed. They'll see that we have a new song. God becomes our song. Keep your place here. Go to Ephesians 5, where the New Testament gives us the equivalent of this Psalm 40 verse in this matter of God becoming our song. This verse is very, very often misused here in Ephesians 5. Notice it says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." People so often use this passage to talk about singing in church. That is not what this verse is talking about. Now, we are to sing in church, don't misunderstand. But that's not what this is about. Notice it says, speaking to who? Yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. God becomes our song, and we start singing a new song in our hearts. That's why it's so good to be consistently singing Christian music, because it becomes natural for us to be singing, and as He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We are musical creatures, some more musical than others. But we are musical creatures. Music has a lot of power. I mean, just look at the Bible. Look what happened when Saul was troubled by an evil spirit. How David was able to just play music and calm Saul. And the evil spirit went away. But God not only gives us a song, but is our song. How exciting is that? So He becomes our salvation. He becomes our strength. And the Lord Jehovah becomes our song. Now, we could stop right there. That'd be a good message. But not quite long enough. So we'll go on to verse 3. Therefore. So there's a therefore. We better find out what it's there for. If the Lord Jehovah is our salvation and our strength and our song, therefore, something's going to happen. With joy you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. It sounds like if God has become our salvation, if God has become our strength, if God has become our song, it sounds like something happens to us. We change. Our behavior's affected, which is what God wants. He wants the world to see something. Remember we saw there in Psalm 40, many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. What happens? The first thing, draw water out of the wells of salvation. Out of the wells of salvation. Go to John 4 and let's see if what Jesus was talking about here. John chapter 4, verse 14. I hope tonight you can emphatically say, God definitely is my salvation and my strength and my song. And if He is, number one tonight, you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Look at John 4, 14. Jesus said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. What does it mean when God says to draw water out of the wells of salvation? Well, if you go to Ephesians 5, I think that'll help us to understand it even more. There's a well that's been given to us, and that well is Jesus. Remember when there in John 4 when he was talking to the woman at the well. That wasn't by coincidence. He chose that spot to make his point. She talked about the water and the well. He talked about himself. The well of salvation is Jesus. He is the one that gives us that water that springs up into everlasting life. And the Bible says that if we've been possessed by God, if He's become our salvation and our strength and our song, we're going to be drawing water out of the well of salvation. The well is Jesus. Notice Ephesians 5:26, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. Say, what's that have to do with it? Well, doesn't the Bible say that Jesus is the Word and the Word is Jesus? So where do we go to this well? We go to the Word of God, which is an infinitely deep well springing up, just waiting for us to go take a drink every day. The washing of water by the Word. And if God has changed you and become these things for you, this is what God wants. He wants us to be drawing water out of the wells of salvation. Go back to the well every day, Jesus, the Word, and drink. And that is one of the ways we'll grow. So many Christians don't have that strength, don't have that song that they should have. What's wrong? They're not drawing out of the well of salvation. They got saved, but we need to go back to the well every day. We need to keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking. God gave us His Word. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's one thing that'll happen. Have you ever noticed when somebody first gets saved, they're all excited about the Bible? Part of the reason is because everything's new. They've not heard it before. But part of the reason is they're a new creature in Christ. And they desire that food and that milk. They desire to go to that well. But along the way, sometimes the devil comes along and says, you've been there enough times. It's boring now. And that's when we're in trouble. So, therefore, with joy we will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore, verse 4, in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. I believe that somebody who is truly overtaken by Jehovah, He's your salvation, He's your strength, He's your song, you won't be able to help yourself. You'll just be praising the Lord all the time. Look at Psalm 119:164. But how many places do we have to look in the Word of God to find out how important it is that we're constantly praising the Lord? The entire Psalms, that's what it's about, praising the Lord. But I love this particular verse that David wrote for us here in Psalm 119:164. He says, 7 times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. The more that we lean on Jehovah for our strength, the more that He becomes our song, the more we will praise Him for who He is. We won't be able to help ourselves. Praise the Lord will become natural for us. Just praise God for everything He brings. So therefore we will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore we will praise the Lord. Verse 4, therefore we will call upon His name. Also, did you notice when you first get saved, you just rely on God for everything because you don't know what to do and you're confused and everything's all new? And so you trust God for every little thing. But then after you've been saved a while, you get in a habit of doing stuff and you stop trusting God for things. You trust yourself instead. Well, I've done this before. I don't need to ask for God's help. And that's where we're in trouble. The Bible says we're not to trust the flesh in Philippians chapter 3. We can't rely on it. We can't trust it. The flesh will always lead us astray. We have to be constantly calling upon God and trusting Him. Go to Isaiah 55, and while you're turning there, most of you know Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Call upon the Lord. We need to be doing that all day, every day. Lord, I need direction. Lord, I need Your wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. This is what will happen. If God is truly flowing through us as our strength and our song, we will be constantly calling upon Him, trusting Him. Notice Isaiah 55, 6. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. We need to be doing that every day, all day. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Why? Because God's our strength and our song. So therefore, we will draw waters out of the well of salvation. We'll be praising God. We'll be calling upon God all the time. And notice verse 4. Declare His doings. Not only will we not be able to help ourselves in praising God, but we won't be able to help ourselves in talking about God to others. Declaring what a great God we serve. The world needs to know. Jehovah is a great God. He became my salvation. He became my strength. He became my song. He's done many wonderful things. I'm going to declare His doings. I'm going to tell others what a great God I serve. Go, if you would, to Psalm 71:16. David gives us a good example here of this. But that's what Jesus told us we were supposed to do before He went back to heaven. Is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What's the gospel? It's the good news that Jesus Christ loved us enough to die on the cross for us and rose again, that we might have eternal life. He wants us to go and declare that to the world. Notice Psalm 71:16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Amen. I will declare not my own righteousness, His righteousness. Because the world is trying to earn heaven with their own righteousness. Right? Romans 10:3, they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. We will declare His doings. Because He's our strength and He's our song. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Is God worthy for us to sing unto Him and sing of Him? Of course He is. He is worthy of all honor and glory and blessing and power and wisdom and riches and strength and thanksgiving. And we could go on and on. He is worthy. And we should be singing about the One who has become our salvation, who has become our strength, who has become our song. And I believe that as we yield to Him and lean on Him, that's exactly what will naturally happen. We will cry out and shout. So I hope, first of all, tonight that the Lord is your strength and song and your salvation, that you can confidently say, yes, I know God saved me. And God is the One that gives me the strength, and God is my new song. If that be the case, let's draw water out of this infinite well every day. This water out of the well of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's be praising God at least 7 times a day, but probably more than that. But I think that's a good guide. And let's be calling on His name constantly. Not trusting ourselves, but trusting the One who became our strength and our song. And then let's declare His doings. The One who has done everything for us. He really doesn't ask a lot of us. He just wants us to give Him ourselves, glorify Him, and tell others about Him. Serve Him. But He's worthy of all that because the Lord Jehovah is our salvation and our strength and our song.